If you haven't tried Super Beats Heart Chews, you're missing out. Super Beats Heart Chews combine non-GMO beets with a powerful new ingredient, grapeseed extract. And the grapeseed extract used in Super Beats Heart Chews is clinically shown to be 2 times as effective at supporting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. Now you can take just 2 chews a day. They taste like chewy Starburst. They're delicious. Anytime, anywhere to get the blood pressure support that you want. And if you love Super Beats Heart Chews, you'll love their all new delicious vitamin D3 chews. Now, vitamin D3 has been in the news a lot for its ability to support immune health. And Humanin's all-new vitamin D3 chews provide high-potency vitamin D3 for a convenient and delicious way to support your immune health year-round. And now, you can get a free bag of vitamin D3 chews and a free bag of Super Beats Heart Chews when you buy 2 bags of Super Beats Heart Chews at danasbeats.com. That's a free bag of the vitamin D3 chews and heart chews with your order of 2 bags of heart chews. Visit danasbeats.com.
This year alone, 17 states have enacted, not just proposed, but enacted 28 new laws to make it harder for Americans to vote. Not to mention, and catch this, nearly 400 additional bills Republican members of the state legislatures are trying to pass. The 21st century Jim Crow assault is real. It's unrelenting. And we're going to challenge it vigorously.
So here's the thought. I'm just thinking that before we all just like start to go out and say that everything's Jim Crow, can something actually be Jim Crow first? I mean, I'm just asking for like a million friends. Can something maybe be actually Jim Crow instead of just saying that everything is Jim Crow? Welcome to the show. I'm Dana Lash, danalash.com. A lot of stuff to discuss today, guys. Good to be with you guys today. It is approximately 11. Actually, it's only 83 degrees in Texas right now. Don't echo that.
I'm just saying.
Don't echo it at your fancy new desk.
I'm just saying. Actually, I do dig this.
Yeah. So I'm going to do some live video for you subscribers, and I'll put it up there on the newsletter. I was going to do it yesterday, but I thought I'm going to really be in the way if I'm like in everybody's business up here. So I decided not to be in everybody's way. But they got a fancy new radio desk here. It's like legit now.
It's a combined radio television like console.
It's the bridge from Star Trek.
That's right.
Yeah. I'm gonna have to start calling you number two now. That's what we're gonna have to do.
That's I don't know if I want that.
Get a little you don't want to be called Deuce?
Not number two.
Okay. Number you don't want to be called number two? No. Okay, that's okay. So welcome to the show. It's good to be with you guys today. This insane Wednesday. I had to like kind of double check as to what the heck day it is. So where to even start? The president made his speech in Philly yesterday, and I actually I had so many different notes about this that I ended up losing my mind. And I because I at first I was like, oh, I'm gonna need you guys to get this and get this, and then I thought I'm gonna overwhelm them and they're just gonna hate me forever. So the president was speaking yesterday in Philly, and he was talking about, of course, you know, the everything related from voting. He mentioned firearms as well. And this is what I find fascinating. So, again, here with the Civil War thing. So this is everything is the Civil War. Everything is worse than even the Civil War, and everything is Jim Crow. And I swear to you, I thought we had this conversation already about Jim Crow. Are you sure?
I know we did about Civil War.
No, but didn't we have, like, what is and isn't Jim Crow? Because apparently people don't know.
No, they don't.
I don't know how anyone can, how are they invoking it? Well, he ought to know about what Jim Crow is because he was an advocate of it.
Yeah.
He was the guy who was like, I don't want my kids growing up in a racial jungle. I can't be for school desegregation. I mean, that's not his voice, but that's ultimately exactly what his position was. So he had his remarks yesterday. Fear-mongering is all they have. It is amazing to watch these, and I'm sorry, but I got to put this card out there. These old, wrinkly, white progressives. These super wrinkly, white progressives out there. Everything is Jim Crow. If you don't give us your freedom, then you're supporting Jim Crow. At least he didn't say Jim Eagle. I don't even know what I want to go. I don't even know which audio soundbite I want to play. We've got 11,000 of them. Yeah, there's so, I feel like Stop Brothers. There's so much room for activities today. Okay, so first up, he he mentioned when we played, what was that? There was four coming in, right? Yeah, there was.
No, we played three coming in.
Okay, so this is audio soundbite four. Listen to this, because again, this is what everybody has the same talking points. Listen.
The assault on free and fair elections is just such a threat, literally. I've said it before.
That's not what literally means.
We're facing the most significant test of our democracy since the Civil War. That's not hyperbole. Since the Civil War.
That's literally hyperbole.
Confederates, back then, never breached the Capitol, as insurrectionists did on January the
6th. Oh my gosh, insurrectionists. Okay, so can I say that Texas Democrats are insurrectionists now?
Yeah.
Everything is insurrection. Everything is, except when they do it. So, literally, it's dangerous, literally. It literally hurts your person physically. So, we have Joe Biden saying that this is the most significant, and what he's calling the significant test of democracy is what they refer to as Voting Rights Act, but it's not the Voting Rights Act. It is all about federalizing and centralizing elections. That's all it's about. Nothing else.
Which is more Jim Crow than the actual voting laws in these states.
Yeah. So this also was fascinating to me. Audio soundbite one. Listen to this. Ladies and gentlemen, he had this to say about people who question the legitimacy of the election. Listen.
In America, if you lose, you accept the results.
Except in 2016.
You follow the Constitution.
Except in 2016.
You try again. You don't call facts fake and then try to bring down the American experiment just because you're unhappy. That's not statesmanship.
Really? That's like totally not at all what he said in 2016. In fact, audio soundbite two. This was one instance where Joe Biden totally agreed with people at a rally, and he talked about this in print interviews later, even and said the same thing. He didn't think Trump was the legitimate president back in 2016. Listen,
he's an illegitimate president in my mind. That's it. I think all the talk about impeachment and what the Democrats should do, that's fine. It's theoretical at this point. Let them investigate. Let them subpoena. Let them go to the Supreme Court. He's illegitimate. And my biggest fear is that he's going to do it again with the help of Vlad, his best pal, and we're going to be stuck for six more years of this guy. And that is terrifying. It's terrifying.
Would you be my vice presidential candidate? Folks, look, I absolutely agree.
Oh, I absolutely agree. And then, of course, don't forget, you had Kamala Harris, who was out there saying the exact same thing, saying that audio soundbite six. Yes, it was. She did the same. They didn't believe that 2016 was legitimate. Listen.
Elections matter. Mm-hmm. When you win an election, you get to set the rules.
How can you win with Russian interference, though?
That's a real thing.
That's what I'm scared about in 2020.
But rightly.
Because I think he's an illegitimate president that didn't really win. So how do you... you know, fight against that in 2020.
You are absolutely right. So, again, as a member of the Senate Intelligence Committee, I will tell you that we should believe exactly what the intelligence community has told us, which is Russia did interfere in the election of the President of the United States in 2016.
Except where's the... Yeah, exactly. There was actual proof that it didn't. Harris and Biden believed and talked about and told the press that 2016 was illegitimate. Neither of them at all whatsoever were in any way concerned about the quote unquote concerted effort to undermine our election and the sacred right to vote. Not when a Republican won. And then they spent the next 4 years reporting and promoting conspiracy theories. The next 4 years. So it's just rich that this is the stuff that these people are saying now. Good heavens. We all have memories. This stuff exists on the internet. You know, it's there. So we're going to talk more about this because now we have to deal with Biden inflation. And I find this also unreal because the same day that there are, and this is a piece from Politico here real quick. Politico says, new concern for Biden. Could Larry Summers be right about inflation? Summers now says that he's more concerned than he was when he first issued his warnings. And that's the former Treasury Secretary. He's been telling Biden that, look, all of this spending with no offset at all whatsoever anywhere else. I mean, you have like $6 trillion in new spending. No offset spending anywhere else. No, nothing. This is going to be problematic for you. And here, and the economy, really. And so here you see the consumer price index rise 5.4% just in the past month, biggest jump since 2008. Costs for everything, even what you eat at a restaurant, is soaring. Prices soaring by near full percent from May to June. So this idea that, oh, well, these increases only look bad compared to the pandemic, that falls right on its face. So the same day that this comes out, the same day that Democrats now start to signal, okay, maybe we should be a little bit worried about the inflation and about inflation numbers and the consumer price index and et cetera, the same day they send over a $3.5 trillion reconciliation bill. You got to be kidding me. No, I'm not. It's for real. They send that over. We have the highest level of inflation right now in 13 years. Real earnings are plummeting. Real weekly earnings are down by almost 1.5%. Hourly earnings are down almost 2%. This is inflation knocking on your door. And all of this, you're going to see real actual wages, because as inflation increases, your dollar goes less in distance. So that undercuts any idea that you're getting an increase in wage, because you're having to spend more to get things because the prices are increasing, because those, all of that cost is being passed on to you. Econ 101. And so now they're a little concerned about this, a little bit concerned. There's this article in the Wall Street Journal that says supermarkets are now stockpiling inventory as food costs rise. Grocers are setting aside larger amounts of frozen meat, sugar, and other items to protect profits ahead of anticipated price increases. And the stockpiling by retailers now, Wall Street Journal says, is driving shortages of certain staples. The food supply, the chain is already squeezed by transportation costs. This is how inflation works. Everything was going pretty well. I mean, except for the fact that we had the government seizure of commercial activity during a lockdown, which was one of the stupidest things I've ever seen in my ever. Actually, the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life. There's nothing else that's going to top that. And so it was going as well as could be going. And now you're seeing so many things go up significantly. I'm just like looking at my grocery bill. Dude. Like the amount that you pay for like lunch meat. I told my child, I was like, look, I got you this Black Forest ham. You better be eating this Black Forest ham. This ham is more. Look at this. Look, because I save everything and I'm looking at what something cost 2 months, because I'm insane. I'm looking at what something cost 2 months ago. And I'm like, did you look at this price difference? You better not be wasting a single slice of this ham. You better be eating this ham. I better be seeing ham and eggs. I better be seeing hot ham and cheese. I better be seeing all kinds of stuff. You know, croque madame. I better see that. Put some ham on an egg and some biscuits. I better see that. Eat this ham. Everything's increasing. Price increasing. Toothpaste. Price increasing. I'm like, for real? This much? I have half a mind to go over a bit by bit. I thought that might be a little much. My grocery list. Y'all got your own grocery list. I thought that might be a little bit much if I went like cent by cent. We're going to get into this more. Also coming up, in Cuba, the communists have lost control. At least from 30,000 foot view. People are being killed now. Police have opened fire because the police in Cuba work for the government. And they are the government. They've opened fire on peaceful protesters. And one reporter, I mentioned this yesterday towards the end of the show, was arrested on live TV. And now DHS Mayorkas says, no, Cuban asylum seekers who try to come to the U.S. by boat are not going to be allowed to enter the country. Because they won't vote Democrat? Is that why? We're going to talk about that here coming up. And the latest with Texas, I'm so glad that one of our lawmakers is getting paid by us, my taxpayer dollars, your taxpayer dollars, Kane. All our taxpayer dollars are going towards Gene Wu making fruit faces and taking pictures of them and uploading them to the Webernets. I'm not even joking with you. We're going to discuss that and a ton of other things. So you don't want to miss a single bit of today's show. Everyone knows when applying to jobs, you're lucky if you make it through one application before you're just ready to give up. It takes, on average, 18 minutes to apply to a single job. That's time consuming. Now, with the latter's new Apply For Me service, their expert team will apply to jobs for you. This is a game changer. The latter's is the number one job search site for six-figure jobs. Search thousands of jobs, and the latter's Apply For Me service does all the work of applying to jobs for you. Simply upload your resume and answer one set of questions one time, then click Apply For Me, and the latter's team will fill out all of the forms for you. You'll receive email confirmation when your application is complete, so you can sit back and relax. Plus, with a new Google Chrome extension, Apply For Me works on any job site, corporate career site, and job application page. One click, no hassle, no wasted time. Make those tedious job applications history and start using Ladder's new Apply For Me service today. Visit theladders.com/Dana to sign up. That's theladders.com/Dana.
Of all your favorite talk hosts, one of these is not like the others.
The Dana Show.
We don't have our quick five. And thing. That's not like we're a professional syndicated radio show or anything. All right. So really quickly, what I had. It's not the same. Kane, make some mouth music.
All right. And now it's time for Quick Five.
There you go. See, there that works. See. There you go. All right. So the George Floyd mural was hit by lightning and got blown apart. Did you hear about this?
It's a sign from God.
I don't know. It was a lightning blast that demolished a mural of George Floyd in Toledo. And that was according to the city's fire department. So they said that it had been painted on the side of a shuttered bar, according to The Blade, and then it crumbled amid a storm shortly after 5 p.m. on Tuesday evening. And so they said that it was because of a lightning strike based on numerous witness accounts. So that's okay. There you go. McCormick apparently is paying someone to $100,000 to eat tacos for 4 months.
What?
I'll take that job. We'll totally take. We'll take six figures to eat tacos for 4 months. Any taco? I mean, I'm just curious. And now that the Taliban is taking over parts of Afghanistan, shaving and smoking is outlawed. Women are banned from leaving the house. That harsh Islamic Sharia rule is coming back again. We got that. We'll talk more about what's happening in Afghanistan. We also have latest on economy, and Texas Democrats are making fruit faces with our tax dollars. Woo! Stay with us. Summer is heating up, and no sweat if you're wearing the new Apollo men's underwear from Tommy John. Apollo is Tommy John's newest and most advanced men's underwear yet. Has a performance-grade, dry-release fabric blend that's exclusive to Tommy John. Apollo men's underwear, it's proven to keep you drier and up to 7 degrees cooler than regular cotton underwear, and that's perfect for summer. Tommy John underwear moves with you. Breathable, lightweight, moisture-wicking fabric that has 4 times the stretch of competing brands. Apollo underwear is soft, supportive, and available up to size 4XL. See, that's why Tommy John doesn't have customers. They have fanatics. And with over 15 million pairs sold, men across America, they love them some Tommy John underwear. Right now, get 20% off your first order at TommyJohn.com/Dana. Visit TommyJohn.com/Dana for 20% off. Apollo men's underwear, it's proven to keep you drier and up to 7 degrees cooler than regular cotton underwear, and that's perfect for summer. That's TommyJohn.com/Dana. See site for details.
Listen to The Dana Show live on the Odyssey app. Weekdays, noon to 3 p.m. Eastern Time.
Secondly, I've noticed that the Democrat minority in the Kentucky, in the Texas legislature is up here today, and I think it's quite interesting to see the Democratic majority in the Senate concerned about minority rights in the state Senate in Texas. Oh. I guess if you live long enough, you'll see almost anything around here.
I love it. That's true. That is absolutely true. That is Mitch McConnell, by the way, who had that nice quip. Welcome back to the show. I'm Dana Lash. DanaLash.com, everyone. I was on Fox and Friends this morning. I promised my friend Lawrence Jones. I've known him forever. Don't let me forget, Kane, because he will not let me forget when he comes back to Texas. I owe him some Shiner Ruby Red. Because it came up, the horrible beer choices of the Democrats. I'm like, how are you going to be sitting here doing your state like that? How are you doing your state like that? And you're going to be going and taking Miller Lite. I'm still not over that. That almost offends me more than the fruit face that Gene Wu made. So I got to tell you, these people, they tweet like they're going off to war. Oh, it is. I am so tired. I had to march all the way to D.C. I mean, the way that these people tweet about it. So Gene Wu is currently taking pictures of all of his meals. And let me look, because I have like a lot. He had he took a picture of his Caesar salad, and he shows you what he's having to drink with it and all this other stuff. And and I made a point of this. So if you follow me on Twitter, I retweeted it, and he tried to get cheeky with me. You will never out-cheek me. Don't cut that, Steve. I'll cut you. It's not going to happen. But he was eating. He said 4 hours ago, he tweeted, "Breaking news, Fox News. Democrats' breakfast only includes fruit, yogurt, and coffee. No steak, no whiskey. What a wuss. You should pay me. Being a Fox News reporter is easy as falling off the back of a pickup truck." And so he's got three, I guess it's cantaloupe and some blackberries, and then he's got some yogurt, and his coffee is, dude, his coffee's weak. His coffee looks like milk. Would you like some coffee with your milk? He should have some Black Rifle coffee. It'll put some hair on his chest. Yeah. Just saying. And then he ate his fruit in the shape of a smiley face. He actually did this. He ate his fruit in the shape of his cantaloupe he ate was the mouth, and then he had two blueberries for the eyes and a blackberry for the nose. This is a for real legitimate lawmaker. Yeah. An actual lawmaker who did this.
Well, he tagged Fox News as though it's
He's like, "Here, Fox News, I made this for you." And I retweeted it and I said, "This is what Texas Democrats are doing instead of their job." This is the same guy, by the way, who had a fit because Trump played golf. I mean, Barack Obama played a lot of golf. I don't care if presidents do stuff. They need stuff to kind of, you know, I am for them taking time to go and do something leisurely. Have you seen these people when they get out of the White House? Their hair is white. Barack Obama went in looking 30-something GQ, and he came out looking like, I'm trying to think, who is the guy in Shawshank Redemption? Morgan Freeman. Came out with Morgan Freeman's hair, gray hair, stress, wrinkles under his eyes. Like, nobody ages that much. And I don't care who you are. You come out, it sucks the life out of you. I don't mind them doing stuff. I don't mind them playing golf. I don't care. Because anyone who sits here and thinks that you can't, you know, answer a question, or if there's an emergency that takes place, no one's going to leave the golf course. But he was one of those dudes who went on endlessly about Trump. Who's paying for this? Trump's golf trips. Same guy. Is now making fruit faces with his breakfast, I guess. They keep insisting that they are, because they say that they're getting money through Act Blue. Realize that Act Blue is like a dark money thing. That's, you don't, nobody knows who's, it's like the same thing as Hunter Biden's paintings. You don't know who they're going to or who's buying them or for why. Same thing applies here. But the way that they've been talking about this, oh my gosh. Here's a couple of things, and we talked about this yesterday. I have a piece that's going to be coming out about it. I was talking about this on Fox, too. Media's acting like, oh my goodness. It says, like, they have a piece. This is Washington Post. Inside the secret plan for the Texas Democratic exodus. For the love. These people are, and we're going to go over this next hour, because I feel like I'm the only person that actually has read the bill. It's not that long as far as bills go. I feel like I am the only person, maybe a handful of people, who have actually read this bill. We're going to go through it coming up, because I've asked the Castro boys, I've asked everybody. So where is the so-called disenfranchisement? Where is this? I got really mad at my state senator, Beverly Powell. This woman was on Facebook, this blonde woman, this white, wealthy blonde woman, and I'm saying that because it's important to Marxists, was all over Facebook. "Well, I decided I joined." Let me pull this up, actually. She said, I joined my colleagues in going to Washington, D.C. And she went on, and she's fear-mongering. She said, that to advocate for sweeping legislation that will protect the freedom to vote. They no one negotiated in good faith. And she says, oh, it's going to it's gonna block access to Texans of color. I read the bill. It's crazy, because I did not see anywhere in the bill anything that could be construed in good faith or otherwise, that it would block people's access to vote based on color. Not a thing. Nothing. Nothing. Not a single thing in here. And so I had asked, I was a little sassy. I was on my personal page last night, and I normally don't do that, but this is my state senator. And I wrote, privileged white lawmakers fear-mongering to residents of color is a despicable and racist act. Shame on you. The bill literally adds hours to early voting. The emergency, and here's something else that's incredibly important. And like I said, we're going to go over the bill. These are the two big things that you need to know about Texas's bill. Number one, it literally, and unlike Biden, I'm using that correctly, it adds hours to early voting. That's a fact. It expands early voting. I don't even agree with that. I think that, I mean, for the love, early voting lasts forever. There's no reason. So it expands it. I don't even agree with that. Secondly, I'm going to say this carefully. When we were in a pandemic and when everything locked down and when people weren't going places, that pandemic and the lockdown also corresponded to the exact time that our elections were held. Yeah. And so because of all of the protections that different areas had in place, because we were all in lockdown because of why? A global pandemic. That's right. So because of all of the protections that were in place, there were certain emergency authorizations to help facilitate voting in a safe manner because of a global pandemic for which we were in a lockdown. And that included things like drive-up voting so you could maintain the exact distance of your car length. Right? It included things like mailing certain things to people who were too afraid to get out of their houses. Now, here's the thing. It was an emergency authorized. They were emergency authorized processes all to facilitate voting during a lockdown. And when the lockdown ended and when fatalities receded and things started reopening and people were going back to normal, those emergency use authorizations for those processes, they were revoked because they are not in the Texas state constitution. If you want to add them to the state constitution, the way that you do it is you craft a bill and you can allow people to determine whether or not they want that to happen. What you don't do is try to expand something for the sake of an emergency. And then when you're given certain expanded processes during an emergency, act as though you're being disenfranchised when those very recent and for one time only processes are then removed. Now, Georgia didn't do that. Georgia actually reworked their state constitution. That's what their bill was about, and included some of those processes in their voting bill. That's why I think it's nuts that Georgia's bill goes way too far. I thought it was nuts that people were mad over that. Delaware does not even have early voting. They don't even have it. Do you guys know that? That's where Joe Biden is. He's from Delaware. They literally do not have it. But yet somehow, Georgia, which not only has it, but then they added drop boxes to everything. They're Jim Crow? What in the hell? What doesn't even make any sense? And Texas, which has expanded early voting, and there were a couple of other things that they did, including making sure that you have a paper count when you're counting votes. Wow, how is that disenfranchisement? That's not, they even have stuff that Texas has greater access, if you want to use that stupid term incorrectly. They have greater access to voting than Joe Biden's home state. How in the world is that quote unquote Jim Crow? Do people know what Jim Crow is? Jim Crow is when people didn't get to vote. The whole separate but equal, but not really equal. Remember that? Apparently they don't. Joe Biden ought to. He was one of the, you know, big supporter of it. But I guess, you know, he has convenient Alzheimer's. I don't know. His memory is fluid. But that's the whole thing. This is backwards cousin loving logic to try to sit here and scare minority voters with this like white Marxist language. That's exactly what it is. That is exactly it. And shame on these people who do this. But no, that is what the bill does. And so all these people like Gene Wu, who's over there making fruit faces and trying to pick a fight with Fox, all these people are doing is standing against the expansion of early voting. Gene Wu opposes expansion of early voting.
Yep.
Hmm. Wow. He opposes that. So you tell me who's Jim Crow. And so I had someone tell me, well, you know, they probably think they're protecting the rights of their constituents. They think that is their job and it's possible they're right. I'm like, no, people like Gene Wu are refusing to pass expansion of early voting and protections for mail-in ballots. Like the person, like the one that was sent to my house to a person who is illegally registered, that threatened my vote. That person canceled out my vote. My voting rights have been compromised by Texas Democrats. They're explicitly working against that. That's some Castro Cuba garbage right there. Speaking of which, we're going to talk about this here coming up, because Cuban asylum seekers who are going to try to come to the U.S. by boat, and the Biden administration says they're not going to be allowed entry. Now, look, I'm two things real fast, and I know we're going to get going. We're going to open this up and talk about it more. But I agree, you can't take every single person in. I understand that. But I will take someone who protests using the American flag to protest for freedom. I will take that person over someone who is just surreptitiously trying to cross the Rio in the dead of night any day of the week. Any day of the week. People who want freedom. This year, Kel-Tec is celebrating 30 years of game-changing innovation and performance. A privately owned family company that began making one-of-a-kind American-made firearms in 1995. In 1999, Kel-Tec launched their brand on the scene by forever redefining the concealed carry handgun. And from that point on, Kel-Tec continues to innovate and create never-before-seen firearms, pistols, rifles, and shotguns alike, never copying firearms, always innovating new ones. Kel-Tec believes in respect, family, the right to bear arms, and in the love we all have for our great country. They do things right. All Kel-Tec firearms are proudly made right here in America in a true family culture that embraces every employee and where people are genuinely happy to come to work. The Kel-Tec's commitment to innovation and quality truly sets them apart. Find out more about Kel-Tec firearms by visiting KelTecWeapons.com for a deeper dive on all aspects of their innovative firearms. That's KelTecWeapons.com to learn more about my friends at Kel-Tec. Kel-Tec, game-changing innovation and performance.
Shooting down woke culture one crazy headline at a time. It's The Dana Show.
Is it fair to say that you haven't completely thought out steps 5 and 6 and 7, that you're sort of living in the present of these next 30 days or however long and trying to get attention? I mean, unless there's something I'm missing, is there some other step beyond this?
We have to see how we go, because we don't know what the governor's going to do. We don't know what the Republicans are going to do in the state house or what the Senate is going to do in the nation. So everything is a moving puzzle, and we will adjust as we can. And we do have plans. And, you know, it's not something we are at liberty to tell you today.
I have plans. I just can't tell you what my plans are, but I have plans. What are your plans? No. I'm not at liberty to share my plans with you. For whatever.
They just admitted they don't know what they're going to do, and now she has plans they can't talk about.
I just right now came up with plans that I have that you can't know about.
So laughable.
Welcome back to the show, DanaLash.com. We have a reporter who's going to be here next week, midweek, for something that's, I'm not going to say anything else. And you guys know how I am about, I know, about media. I am nice, though. I'm a good hostess. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I trust no one, right? So this is going to be interesting. Be very interesting. Maybe we should all make fruit faces with our food. That would be fun. Yeah,
it'll look like we're productive Democrats.
That's right. By not doing anything and running away from work. Yeah. If we just left right now, we'd be doing what the Texas Democrats did. It'd be the exact same thing that they what they're doing. Just didn't put that out there. So I don't know what's going on in the White House right now. But they have, don't tell me, some Olivia Rodrigo chick who's talking about promoting vaccines amongst the people who least need them. Hey, do fellow kids. That's their, I don't know. But I guess they're not taking questions on Cuba, though. Are they or no?
That
because it doesn't seem like they're going to. I mean, it doesn't seem like they are. I just would like it if maybe there could be some questions about Mayorkas, DHS secretary, threatening people who are trying to leave Cuba. No, you can't come here. You have to go first. You have to go to Mexico, and then you have to cross that border. Then you can come here. He didn't say that at all, actually, either. I would highly encourage Cubans to do that. Apparently, that's the only way that the Biden administration is going to be cool with you coming here. My favorite response is, oh, right now, so Republicans are okay with people coming in? There's a difference, though, because the difference is that, and actually no one said that, we're just pointing out your hypocrisy, but these people are actually fleeing communism, and they were protesting with the American flag. I'm just saying that. Because they keep saying that it's a CIA op, and someone goes, you know how it's not a CIA op that's designed to destabilize the communist dictatorship? You want to know how? You don't see any gay pride flags. That's why. It's how you can tell it's not a CIA op. They're not doing any wokery. No one's out there going, our truth. No, they're not saying that. They're not out there. How dare you misgender me? I was dead named. They're not protesting about any of that. They're actually they're talking about freedom and liberty. We have a lot more on the way, including what did Gene Wu eat for lunch? Oh, nobody cares. If you haven't tried Super Beats Heart Chews, you're missing out. Super Beats Heart Chews combine non-GMO beets with a powerful new ingredient, grapeseed extract. And the grapeseed extract used in Super Beats Heart Chews is clinically shown to be 2 times as effective at supporting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. Now you can take just 2 chews a day. They taste like chewy Starburst. They're delicious. Anytime, anywhere to get the blood pressure support that you want. And if you love Super Beats Heart Chews, you'll love their all new delicious vitamin D3 chews. Now, vitamin D3 has been in the news a lot for its ability to support immune health. And Humanin's all-new vitamin D3 chews provide high-potency vitamin D3 for a convenient and delicious way to support your immune health year-round. And now, you can get a free bag of vitamin D3 chews and a free bag of Super Beats Heart Chews when you buy 2 bags of Super Beats Heart Chews at danasbeats.com. That's a free bag of the vitamin D3 chews and heart chews with your order of 2 bags of heart chews. Visit danasbeats.com.
Thing, Jen, about voting rights and these Texas lawmakers who have come to Washington, mm-hmm. Do you know any examples from his 36 years in the Senate that Joe Biden just hopped on a train and left town to avoid a vote that he knew he was going to lose?
Welcome back. Look, I think that the president's view is that these Texas legislators were making a statement through action in opposition to efforts in their state to oppose restrictions on people's fundamental rights and their rights to vote in their state.
Okay, how is that? Hi, from Texas. I'm Dana Lash. DanaLash.com. Good to be with you guys today. Happy Wednesday.
Yes.
Right, yeah, thank you. Happy Wednesday. So that was Jen Psaki just a little bit ago, and we were like, we got to flag this audio because it's crazy. I'm trying to figure out what restriction is there that's going against, that's like compromising my fundamental right. DanaLash.com is the website. Make sure you go subscribe to the newsletter, and you can also stream the show even though you're listening to it now. So, but hey, if you wanted to stream it twice, Odyssey app, you can go.
I can name a couple of restrictions I think mm-hmm. they might be upset about. Dead people. They can't vote.
Or like the person who was illegally registered to vote at my address.
Right. Or, illegal people yeah. who are not,
people who
know,
are not here in the country
felons.
Legally and
you
can't. Yeah. Or, yeah, yeah. So, dead people, particularly.
Yeah.
Animals.
Right.
You know, like, because there was a cat yeah. who was registered.
We've seen that too with taxes, where people will write off their animals on their taxes. Of course they're going to use them
to vote.
Wait,
you can do that?
What?
You can do it right off your
I don't think you can
taxes?
Do it legally. I mean, you're not supposed to do it.
Oh, legal. Well, I mean, government, the taxation is theft. That's illegal anyway.
Right.
So I love it. We can't do something illegally with something illegal. Anyway, you know, it's a crime that's recognized by our government. That I guess I had made mention right before we went to break. I don't know if they're going to actually take questions on Cuba. Right now, I'm seeing pictures of people getting arrested and people have been getting shot and killed and all kinds of stuff. And I'm just, when she said that there was a Trump era policy restricting the ability of the Biden administration to assist Cuba, And no, they had that, and then they had what's her face, Olivia Rodrigo. She said up there talking about vaccines. I mean, all of the work Biden and Fauci have done. Okay, bye. Bye, girl. We didn't. That was the only thing that actually made news because nobody cared. Everybody has a million questions. But I'm surprised no one has said that this is all due to climate change or something. Oh, they're protesting because of climate change, you know. Surprised. Just wait. Somebody's probably going to do that already. I wouldn't doubt it. So that was the presser just a little bit ago. I want to see someone ask a question about what DHS Secretary Mayorkas said. Audio soundbite 8. Listen to this. And then we should maybe, I don't know, I want to watch Democrats reconcile their position on the right of asylum that they always had until apparently right now.
Allow me to be clear. If you take to the sea, you will not come to the United States. The time is never right to attempt migration by sea. To those who risk their lives doing so, this risk is not worth taking. Again, I repeat, do not risk your life attempting to enter the United States illegally. You will not come to the United States.
Okay, why not now? I mean, I'm asking this just because that's what we've always heard from these people for a very long time. Why not now? And why? Just curious. Why not? It's just the constant back and forth on their positions. Whatever secures them power, that's the position that they'll hold. I mean, you have people who are actually fleeing a murderous government. Oh, they were out there using the American flag to protest. Oh, instead of burning it, they were using it as a form of protest for freedom. Well, he says that they're going to be resettled in other countries. But here's the thing, though. Is this the top-down consistent policy for everyone coming to the United States seeking asylum? Or is it just specifically for Cuba? Because that's not the argument that I hear from people who are coming from the United States' southern border. I hear all the time. I mean, I've argued with this with people on television about this. I hear all the time, oh, this person's fleeing. This person's coming here for asylum. That's what it is. There's the argument that I'm seeing. I understand that there's drug cartel violence. However, not every single person is coming for asylum from that. And there's specific conditions in place for the asylum process. There isn't this right to asylum. I'm just curious as to why, if people are coming from Cuba and they're coming across the ocean, why are they being treated differently right out of the gate from everybody at the southern border? I mean, it couldn't happen. It couldn't be happening because of this Politico article that I want to cite that's back from November 4th. Do you remember some of the electioneering from Democrats down there right before the November election in 2020? There was this effort by Democrats. They were trying to go down and trying to help shore up the state for Biden. Except they kept messing up. In fact, there was one who had actually ended up inadvertently quoting Chavez, which you just don't do. And Trump was always consistently all about freedom and correctly, as every Republican should be doing, correctly framing all of this as a fight between liberty or tyranny. And Florida Democrats did not have a game plan in Florida. And a lot of the gains that Republicans made were delivered by a lot of the residents that had immigrated to the United States, most of them from Latin America. The previous president went repeatedly to Florida, went repeatedly to certain areas of Florida. And this really paid off in November. And in fact, it even predates Trump. I mean, there are a lot of Republicans, it's just a natural fit. people who want the government to stay out of their lives. They don't want tyranny. They don't want to be forced into stuff. They don't want to be live with the fear of government penalty if their opinions happen to disagree or not line up. I mean, this is, he invited even veterans of the Bay of Pigs invasion in Cuba to the White House when he was in, when he was president. He actually, Politico noted that the relatively new arrivals from Cuba who immigrated to the United States beginning in 2010 were registering Republican over Democrat by 76 to 5%. This is why they're against it. I do not doubt it for a second. This is why. I've never, who was I talking to today? Because I have a number of friends whose families came here from Cuba. I know some people, some older Americans who immigrated themselves or when they were children came here with their parents or families from Cuba. I have never met a Cuban American who is a progressive. Ever. Ever. Have you? I've never met a progressive Cuban American. Ever. Even in when we lived back in St. Louis, one of our former houses, we had a neighbor, their family was from Cuba. And the grandson ended up, it wasn't a Shea shirt. It wasn't a Shea shirt, it was a and by the way, I said someone had quoted Chavez earlier. I meant they quoted Shea. It was a shirt that had Che Guevara on it, but there were other people on it. And the grandson ended up wearing it because the grandparents lived with the parents, with the family. And the grandfather ended up, this police were called because the grandfather took his belt and was whooping his grandson because he walked into the house wearing that shirt with that guy on it, with Che Guevara on it. And I'm like, ooh. Everybody in the neighborhood was like, oh yeah, we know. Oh yeah, he probably deserved to get whooped. Okay. We're not going to mess with granddad. We're not going to mess. Police didn't either. They're like, yep, yeah. Family's got this.
It's the difference between people who know and people who don't know.
I thought that was stunning though. Yeah. But that was the only, I mean, quite literally, that's the only time I've ever seen anybody even who is from Cuba or their family's Cuban express. And everybody has always been very, everybody that I know whose family comes from Cuba or they themselves as children or teenagers, they are very, very independent, individual liberty. That's why they wanted to leave. And that makes sense. I mean, it makes sense when you see this piece from Politico from, you know, a year ago. 76 to 5%, that's huge. It's a natural fit. I mean, they come in and they're more American than people who have been born here for generations. Because that's what America is. America isn't settled around a culture or an ethnicity or a gender or anything else. It's settled around how free do you want to be. That is the measure of what an American is. Period. E pluribus unum. That is why America is so different from every other country on God's green earth. We're not focused on a nationality. Our nationality is liberty. That is what we're focused on. It is the only country in the world like it. It is that animating spirit of liberty. That is what stamps your DNA as American. We're not focused. We're not organized around race. We're not organized on everyone looks like us and worships like us. Everyone has the same eye color or hair color. Whatever. No. How free do you want to be? That is what everyone's organized around. That's America. So that's why I say you have people who immigrate here from Cuba. They walk in and day one, they're more American than people who have 6, 7, 8, 9 generations as long as the history books go. That is why Mayorkas said what he said. That is why Democrats have different standards for people coming from Cuba as opposed to anywhere else. That, ladies and gentlemen, is discrimination. And that is the measure of how really open-minded. You want to know Jim Crow? That's Jim Crow. Let's talk about trust. Now more than ever, we need to support organizations like Patriot Mobile that really share our beliefs and actually do something about it. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier and donates a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you and I care about. There's no better time than now when we celebrate our freedoms and Independence Day to check out Patriot Mobile. Switch today and choose between 50% off your first 2 months or $100 off any phone in stock with a one-year commitment. Choose a plan that best fits your budget with multi-line discounts and free premier activation. Switching is easy. Visit PatriotMobile.com/Dana or call the U.S.-based, highly rated customer service team at 972-PATRIOT. Veterans and first responders save even more. Switch to a company that you trust to tell the truth. Get 50% off your first 2 months or $100 off any phone in stock with a one-year commitment and free premier activation by using promo code DANA. See details at PatriotMobile.com/Dana or 972-PATRIOT.
Your one-stop shop for the information you need to fight back. If you're going to have to learn stuff, you might as well enjoy it. The Dana Show.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five, brought to you by Caltech.
But God was like, I gave you hands, though. A woman tells cops that she let God take the wheel as a test of her faith during a 120-mile-per-hour crash into two cars and a house with her 11-year-old daughter in the vehicle. That actually happened. Afterwards, the woman allegedly said that she had intentionally run a red light to test her faith during a difficult time. She wanted Jesus to take the wheel. Jesus is like, you got hands, though. That's just pretend it's me. Take the wheel with your hands. That's why you have hands. You can take the wheel. Do it. Yeah, that's why God's like, but I gave you hands, though. I could go down a ditch with that story. Like the guy sitting on the roof, like the Lord's going to save me from the flooding and, you know, three boats come by. God's like, but I sent you a boat. Oh, I'm not going to tell you what I have written on my show sheet about Jackie Chan, but redacted Jackie Chan. Jackie Chan is a commie and he wants to join the Chinese Communist Party. Not even kidding. And so this is, I think he actually, as Newsbusters notes, outperformed John Cena in self-humiliation. So clearly he's got his eye on China's movie market. And he told Sunday's Communist Global Times, quote, he wants to join the CP or the Communist Chinese Party. They said that Hong Kong action movie superstar Jackie Chan says he wants to join the Communist Party at a recent forum in Beijing, and a comment that experts said reflect Hong Kong elite's increasingly objective and rational understanding of the Communist Chinese Party amid the city's reflection about future development. He actually said this quote, and I quote, I can see the greatness of the CPC, and it will deliver what it says and what it promises in less than 100 years, but only a few decades. I want to become a CPC member. End quote. Jackie Chan's canceled at my house. Now and forever. Now and forever. Unless he renounces that entirely. Mm-mm.
He made all his money with capitalism.
Yeah. Isn't that how like rich Marxists are? Yeah. Make our money with capitalism, but then we don't want anyone else to be rich because we have like a limited view of how big the pie can get. So we want a Marxism for everyone else. So Jackie Chan can go to Hades. Nicolas Cage. I'm actually very bummed about this. Nicolas Cage, his Tiger King drama. We all wanted to see this happen. It is scrapped. Amazon producers felt that the Joe Exotic story is no longer relevant. Nick Cage playing Joe Exotic is always and forever relevant. You people are wrong. You are wrong, and this is literally Hitler. They confirmed this with Variety. And they said, yeah, we got some really good scripts, but Amazon felt that the material is now past tense. It is never past tense. Everyone wanted to see Nick Cage's Joe Exotic. You were the chosen one. Oh my gosh, I have so much more, including how there's Amazon workers. They quit over anti-LGBTQ book sales. Two new job openings in Amazon now, in other news. Stay with us. For over 40 years, Delta Rescue has provided dedication and everlasting love to animals that have been left abandoned. Delta is the largest no-kill and care-for-life animal sanctuary in the world. This super sanctuary is home to up to 1,500 animals that have been cruelly abandoned or born in the wilderness and cares for every animal for the entirety of that animal's life. Every animal at Delta Rescue receives the very best of care, and Delta relies solely on donor contributions from people like you for that care. By being a part of the Delta mission, attention. You are the difference between life and death for so many of these animals. Donate today at DeltaRescue.org, or for more information on Delta's tax-saving estate planning, visit directly DeltaRescue.org/Dana and ask for my free estate package. It lays out all you need to know about growing your estate while letting your compassion for animals live well into the future. This is only available at DeltaRescue.org/Dana. Show your dedication and everlasting love and make your legacy work for the animals. Visit DeltaRescue.org/Dana today.
When you're stuck discussing politics with your friends, who's the most informed person in the group? Yep, you are. You're welcome. Listen, follow, subscribe.
It's no longer just about who gets to vote or making it easier for eligible voters to vote. It's about who gets to count the vote. Who gets to count whether or not your vote counted at all? It's about...
Wait, what? Is that some unintentional honesty from Joe? Just, I'm curious about that. Welcome back to the show. Dana Lash here. It's good to be with you. DanaLash.com. And don't forget, no apologies on the first, 5 p.m. Central, 6 Eastern. I had to remember. It's about who counts the vote, not the right to vote. Good heavens. Well, at least he's kind of, you know, sort of maybe telling the truth, at least from his perspective. That's kind of it. Because if you count the vote, you can count how many votes to count. You can count all of them or not count all of them. It's kind of how that can work, right? Yeah, that's it. It can work like that. Sure. Now, speaking of the president, the feds have charged 4 Iranians in a plot to kidnap a journalist on U.S. soil. For real. 4 Iranian intelligence operatives were scheming to kidnap a Brooklyn-based journalist and smuggle her to Iran in a bid to silence her criticism of human rights abuses in Iran. And it's Masih Alanjad. She acknowledged that she was the target. And she, a source familiar with the matter, also acknowledged that they confirmed that she was the target. And she said that a dozen FBI agents approached her about 8 months ago. They alerted her to a plot and later put up her family in 3 safe houses across New York. They were actually going to kidnap her here on U.S. soil. Meanwhile, I don't know where Biden's red line is. Oh, I think we do know where Biden's red line is. So the Washington Free Beacon reports, here's Biden's red line, that the deal with Iran that Joe Biden desperately, so badly wants to go through, they're waiving sanctions on this Iranian oil deal. This happened all on the same day as the DOJ announced charges on the Iranian spy network. The same day that it comes out that that Iran was trying to kidnap this journalist, the same day that this comes out. The waiver was signed by Anthony Blinken, Secretary of State Anthony Blinken, to allow the, quote, transfer of Iranian funds and restricted accounts to exporters in Japan and the Republic of Korea, according to notifications sent to Congress by the State Department. The waiver allows Iranian money that had been frozen as a result of American sanctions to be freed up without violating the law. Right at the same, so that's the red line, I guess. That's the, but she, this journalist, on U.S. soil. I don't really hear a lot from the left on this. They were very, very upset about Jamal Khashoggi, who also, by the way, had been working with he was working with different factions, and there's a big old history there. He was, you can call someone a journalist, but when they're acting like an operative and doing operative stuff, they're an operative. Nothing about this woman, though. She just dissented. But they can't say anything because then that means that they're going to have to, they're going to get asked questions about this. And Jen Psaki didn't do a really great job fielding that in the press conference just this afternoon. Listen to this audio about the subject.
Charges that were filed against Iranian nationals, including Iranian intelligence officials, for a plot to kidnap an activist on U.S. soil.
Sure.
First off, this is a law enforcement matter, of course, hence the announcement came out of there, and we're not going to weigh in on the specific allegations in the indictment. Overall, though, we categorically condemn Iran's dangerous and despicable reported plot to kidnap a U.S. citizen on U.S. soil. We will forcefully defend U.S. citizens and U.S. interests. That includes law enforcement actions, like the one announced yesterday, as well as the actions the president has taken to defend U.S. forces in the region from Iranian-backed militant groups. It also includes our diplomatic effort to constrain Iran's nuclear program, one of our most important and urgent actions. But its actions to attempt to silence the voices of those peacefully working to address the situation
okay,
both
like
inside
that, we're just something.
Of Iran and
do you give us something? No? Just give us something. Well, I mean, it's a big bad no-no that they were going to try to do this. Okay, so what about the agreement? You guys are like lifting sanctions. You guys are allowing deals to go through. Just where?
Later on that clip, she says she still sees it in the U.S. interest to engage in ongoing discussions.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And not just her, but other surrogates from the Biden administration are saying the same thing to the press. Now, this is happening at the same time I'm watching the populist facade that Biden has been constructing for himself kind of fall apart. Now, I think I want to be careful here because I get so tired of people conflating things. You can be against the government exceeding Article 1, Section 8 authority, particularly as it relates to what you can or cannot consume and what you what the government is allowed to tell you to inject or not inject, right? So, and that's one of the reasons why I get very, very, I told you I'm very limited government. So, and I don't have audio of this, but apparently Psaki was asked about Chuck Schumer's marijuana legalization bill, which Schumer is doing now to try to, he's trying to make himself appear more populist. I don't have a problem with populism in small amounts. I think when you go too far, that's when it's problematic. But he was asked, Psaki was asked, she was asked about Schumer's marijuana legalization bill. All she said was, I've spoken in the past about the president's view on marijuana and there's no change because he hasn't historically been pro for that. Now, again, I'm not weighing in on legalization or not. I'm just saying his image as a populist, that's where it starts to just kind of come unglued. There was a pretty good piece. I want to say that it was at the Federalist or Red State that I read earlier, and it was getting into just the spirit of waffling from Democrats and how the media just it really does allow it and aids it by allowing it. And whether it's the waffling over any border issues, the example that I just gave you, or Iran, or whatever, that's the only thing that's actually consistent, fascinating enough. Now, we were talking a little bit earlier about Cuba and the protests that have been taking place there. We really should be cheerleading the Cuban people. Here's the thing. You have to be very careful about how much you get involved. And I know that, you know, the Miami mayor is like, we need to send troops out there. We need to do all of this. Okay, so here you got to be careful. You can't. You can't do that. If you're going to help, you got to, I mean, first off, I think, you know, you probably should do it surreptitiously, but you can't just send a bunch of troops down there. Russia's already saying if there's any outside intervention in Cuba, we're not going to stand for it. What are they going to do? They can't. Can you guys even get out of the Black Sea yet? I mean, do you even have a functioning deep sea port there? I'm just curious. Were you able to fully take over Sevastopol and Ukraine's and do? I'm just, you know, asking for some friends. It could turn into a giant fiasco and end up worse for the Cuban people than not. I have always thought you can't, as much as you want something for people, people also have to be led to secure it for themselves. This is where you get into a very clinical discussion on geopolitical issues, because these sorts of discussions, if you want to focus on the issue at hand, you have to take feeling aside. You have to take emotion aside, and you have to look at it very clinically, very plainly. without the bells and whistles of emotions and passions. There's something to be said for people getting, because even with the French, and I'm a huge World War One and World War Two and a huge American history buff, I a huge War of Independence buff, massive. I have read, and one of my favorite things to actually read about is military actions and early diplomacy and military actions taken by Washington. I'm fascinated by this because I always like to look and see how our founders made their decisions with limited resources. In some ways, it kind of reminds me, and I'll bring this tugboat in. It reminds me, do you know that scene from Apollo? I'm not going to remember every character's name, but it was when they had a problem on the vessel with Tom Hanks and and one of the Bills, Pullman, Paxton. I don't know. Were they both in it? I'm not sure. They're like the same kind of person. And back back in Houston, at NASA HQ, back at Houston, the engineers were tasked to figure out a problem with the craft using only the items that the men on board the Apollo had. And so one of the staff went and gathered all of these like random MacGyver type objects, put it in a box, and dumped it out into the table. And then it was the true test, not just of the education of those engineers, but it was a true test, not just of, it was a true test of their passion for their interest. Because that's the driving thing. And they had to sit there and figure out with those limited resources how they were going to accomplish something that seemed almost impossible, and they did it. This is also very true with the soldiers, Washington's army, in the War of Independence. You had the ragtag group of colonists who were only later on they were helped out by the French. But even then, the odds were stacked against them. They were taking on the greatest military the world had ever seen at that point. And you have to remember also sentiment at the time when America was founded. It wasn't majority sentiment. It was not the majority of the people that were out there. Washington had a lot of problems when he was going through the countryside and dealing with people who out of fear for security wanted to remain cosmetically loyal to the crown. It wasn't a true loyalty. It was a loyalty that was predicated upon fear of not really understanding or fully realizing not just the alternative to the crown, but also not even recognizing their own freedom that they had never enjoyed before. And so they really pushed through all odds, and they employed asymmetric warfare. There was a lot of discussion, and I can't even remember who it was that had said it. I don't know if it was General Howe or I'm trying to remember. But they were infuriated with how the American colonists were employing these asymmetric tactics and using the countryside and employing these tactics to offset their smaller numbers and smaller resources. And they were so incredibly successful. Now, I say this because the Cuban people find themselves in a somewhat similar situation. They're not going up against the greatest military. They're going up against some great tyrants, some people without souls, people without conscience. I watched video of, and I couldn't even watch all of it because it made me so mad. It's hot. It gets hot in the studio sometimes anyway. And when I get mad, I get hot. And I'm like watching this, and it was a mother, and she had a toddler on her hip. She just happened to be out in the protests. I'm sure she was peacefully. She wasn't burning anything like Antifa. And you know what? Those government tyrant agents that were calling themselves police in Cuba, that is not like, they are not in any way comparable to the citizens, and they are citizenry, and they are supposed to be held accountable here in the United States. Again, I always say, America's got problems. Find one better. But I watched this video of this woman. She's got a toddler on her hip. Man, police grabbed her hair, and they were shoving her in this. She got a baby on her hip. Oh my gosh, it made me want to go gun run some stuff to Cuba. Like, Why do we, the gun running, why do we do the gun running to drug cartels in Mexico and Chavez in Mexico? Why do we do that? I mean, those are the people, but I'm watching this, and you know what? It infuriates people more when you go through the sacrifice and the pain and the struggle of securing that freedom. That is something, that is a reminder that is so entrenched in generationally in a populace. It is one of, I don't know anything that could do it more so. And that's a safeguard against future tyranny. So that's why I say you have to kind of remove emotion and passions from this when you're having this very clinical discussion about what needs to be done. The Afghans, if they want to be free, they got to do it. Cuba also has to do it. But I think the United States should be ready and should welcome that association and that relationship. We're going to talk more about this here coming up because it's a big topic.
The Dana Show, sponsored by 30 years of game-changing Kel-Tec innovation, like the P-50, a new breed of pistol. Innovation. Performance. Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Well, Winter Haven, Florida, police are searching for a Florida man who went on a protein pack shopping spree at the Walmarts, but failed to pay. According to the Tampa Free Press, he put about $430 worth of meat in his cart, and then he went right to the exit, didn't even get anywhere near the registers. He left in a newer black Chevy Camaro, and they're asking people to call the detectives, or call police there if you recognize him, although he's got a face mask on, and it's kind of hard to see. How do you get to do that? I mean, how do you get that close? Have you ever noticed if you go into like a Target or whatever store where they have stuff near the front of the store, and if you're looking at stuff near the front of the, like near the exit, do you always feel like you're kind of getting the side eye from people standing next to you, like, what are they doing? So how does this guy with a cart full of meat, $430 worth of Walmart meat? Isn't that what Joe Exotic also like would get? Well, he would get stuff that was past expiration date. Yeah. Okay, don't be like this guy. A Pensacola man left his kid in a hot car while he drank inside a strip club. Carlos Diaz, he got two counts of child neglect and a traffic violation. He's released on bond, $6,000 bond. So he arrived at 9:30 p.m. The child did not exit the vehicle until after 11. It was 82 degrees. And a female employee outside the club tended to the child, but he was described as being heavily inebriated. A guy drove a semi wrong way in a Burger King drive-thru. Said it was the fault of Listerine.
They took bold, courageous action in line with the legacy of everyone from Frederick Douglass, who's over my right shoulder when he fought for the right of black men to vote in America, to the legacy that includes all those women who marched down Pennsylvania Avenue for women's right to vote, to all of those folks who shed their blood on the Edmund Pettus Bridge to make sure that we would, in 1965, pass the Voting Rights Act. And now we have, in 2021, the Texas legislature, many of them, traveling to Washington, D.C. at great sacrifice, both personally and political, to stand up for Americans' right to vote unencumbered.
Oh, my gosh. That is the Vice President Kamala Harris. I'm Dana Lash. DanaLash.com. Good to be back with you. Stream us on the Odyssey app. And make sure you sign up for the newsletter. Chapter and verse at Substack. Over at the website, folks, they are Gene Wu with his fruit faces. Just like Frederick Douglass. He so bravely ate his cantaloupe. His breakfast cantaloupe this morning.
His beta breakfast.
He ate it into a smiley face. Well, he ate it into the mouth portion of the smiley face. And the eyes were the blueberries and there was a blackberry for the nose. But whatever. He so bravely did that. And he so bravely took a photo of it and put it on the internet and tagged Fox News. I mean, it's just what Frederick Douglass would have done if Frederick Douglass would have had a social media account. Am I right? It
takes courage.
Courage. I mean, I just, going and buying Miller Lite to drink on your private jet, totally just like fighting for freedom. I mean, when your party was trying to keep the slaves slaves, and everyone who wasn't your party was fighting to free them. Hmm. So I'm just, you know, oof, I tell you what, just like those, doesn't that, that's a very huge diminishment of
history
and the actual sacrifices of people. Like the amazing historical actual sacrifices of people. Just that you're just by comparing them and diminishing them to that at that level. Good heavens. Those brave people. You know, the brave people that I see here are the people who are going to probably be getting in very questionable watercraft and going from Cuba to Florida only to be told by the Biden administration that they vote the wrong way, so they can't come in. Have you seen the Democrats' response to this? They are so excited because they think that they really got one on you. They think, Kane, that they got one on you. All of you out there, they think they got you with this. Oh, they're so excited. I've been seeing them respond this way, and they can't even type their sentences out correctly because they're so excited. You know what their responses are? Wait a minute, I thought that Republicans were against illegal immigration. People coming in across the border. I thought they were against that. How does that change? Why are you changing it now? Do we need to spell out some of the differences? Should we?
Yes, please.
Curious. Because one of the big differences is this. First off, there isn't any kind of special Flores Amendment or anything like that in place for people who are fleeing a murderous communist regime that has historically murdered people, thus the murderous regime, and fleeing there to not get murdered, right? I mean, this is how dire the situation is for people. Either get murdered by your government or get murdered by the ocean. And then people are actually picking the ocean.
Yep.
Because at least there's a chance. That's how bad it is. And people are out there screaming liberty and they're holding up the American flag. And I don't see drug cartels doing that at the southern border. Not everyone. The Democrats, I would turn this around and ask Democrats, whatever happened to your right of asylum position? Give us your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to be free. Everyone thought that the inscription on the Statue of Liberty was law. I appeared on television with people who actually tried to cite it as law. Whatever happened to that? I don't. Just curious, what happened there? I would much rather have someone who is screaming for freedom and trying not to get murdered by the communist regime in Cuba in the country than like the guy that got deported three times who killed Jamil Shaw Jr. That's just me, though. And as I pointed out to you earlier, I'm going to send this out with your prep tonight, subscribers. Really good Politico piece showing that ever since 2010, the people who are immigrating from Cuba, people who are arriving from Cuba, they have been registering Republican over Democrat by 76% to 5%. That's why Mayorkas is like, oh, no. You can't sit with us. You can't come here. That's why. Because of how they vote. Is that Jim Crow? I'm curious. Is it?
Sounds like it.
Feels like that, right? Whew. Okay, so speaking of everything that's Jim Crow, one thing that isn't is the actual law in Texas that I've seen so many of these lawmakers. I mean, we're talking about Kamala Harris, who's comparing them to you know, all of these people. You realize that the law is on the internet, correct? So I'm looking at the law because there's things that the law does and things that the law doesn't do. There's nothing in the law that says that you are not allowed to vote if you are of a particular color. There's nothing in the law that says this. So I've been reading it and I've linked it before. By the way, it's also, if you follow me on social media, like for instance, Twitter, I have it linked up there and you can actually read it for yourself. You don't need to, you know, take my word for it. You can read it for yourself. But this law, when I'm looking over it, the big changes are this. The early voting is expanded. And the emergency procedures that were put into place to assist people in voting, that was not added to the state constitution. And these were things that people did not have prior, you know, they did not have previously. It's like in Georgia, when Georgia decided to make the drop boxes and that part of their state constitution so that that would be covered by law. But there are a lot of people that clearly have not even read this thing. Now, there are 9 hours a day of early voting during the early voting period. So that's what is changed. And I'm looking. And when you look at this, the link that I gave you, the site, all of the changes, they have the changes highlighted in different colors. And so you can actually see what was added. You can see things that have been that were struck, etc. And so during the early voting period, there are 9 hours a day. It was expanded to 9 hours a day, and it requires 12 hours a day. The last week of early voting in large counties, and they get into all of the measurements of this later on in the bill. And all of this that's 12 hours. I mean, this is, they act like that people are being grandfathered, or that people are being disenfranchised because they're not like quasi grandfathering in the emergency way that people voted with the drive up voting and all of that stuff. That was a one and done. Because there was a lockdown there. You don't need to do that you don't need to do that without a lockdown, which then brings up the question. Is that why we're hearing so much fear mongering about the Delta variant? But I digress. No one's being deprived of the right to vote. That's insane. So there, people are actually arguing, well, you know, those brand new protocols that we had to vote during lockdown. And now because we're not in a lockdown anymore, those brand new protocols that we only had for the first time ever during lockdown, they're being taken away. We're totally being blocked from voting. That's the Democrats' argument. I'm not even kidding you. That's their argument with us. It's the goofiest thing ever. So you have additional expanded voting. And on top of this, too, I'm not entirely happy with the bill because I don't really think that we needed to have expanded voting hours. The voting period can start as early as 6 a.m. And this was something else that the bill got into, is that it was normalizing the start times and all of this stuff across the state. So it can start, you know, it can start as early as 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. And they have the hours that are set. This particular piece of legislation has more specificity as to the times than the previous law did. You have to have 12 hours a day, as I just said, last week of early voting. And the new hours for early voting, local officials are not allowed to offer early voting overnight because Democrats wanted 24-hour voting. And we talked to Texas Governor Greg Abbott yesterday. That's what Harris County did by themselves, and that's why there was legal action. They decided to do that by themselves, offer 24-hour voting. Why? You don't need 24-hour voting. We had days of early voting. I have one of the craziest schedules in the world. It is impossible for me to even just like go to doctor's appointments or to go to the dentist because of my insane hours. I find time to go and early vote. I mean, for goodness sake, Stephen Yates, who's on a plane constantly, he finds time. I mean, there's just, I actually thought they expanded it too much, but they wanted a 24-hour vote. That's what they wanted. And then furthermore, they're not doing the drive-through voting anymore because that was only for the pandemic and the lockdown. If you're voting absentee, which we always had, we had signature matching, you have to have identification for absentee. And officials cannot send out unsolicited absentee ballots to people who are ineligible to vote absentee. The elections board, you have to be granted the ability to vote absentee. My son had to do it. My oldest son, he voted absentee. He went through that whole process. I get it. I don't oppose it. Was he disenfranchised because he had to? No, that's so stupid. We have more on this, but the law itself, there is nothing in here. Ask someone who says that this is just like Jim Crow. Ask them to point out specifically the Jim Crow parts of the bill and wait for them to do it. That you'll wait forever because there aren't any.
Want a behind-the-scenes look at The Dana Show? Subscribe to Dana's Chapter and Verse newsletter for a deeper dive in all things Dana at danalash.com.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five, brought to you by Caltech.
U.S. drug overdose deaths have soared by 30% just last year, driven by synthetic opioids. Fentanyl, along with isolation and stress from the pandemic, propelled the surge, say experts. Really? You don't say. That's horrifying, but it's also something that we said was going to happen when people kept everyone locked up in their houses. I mean, it's a sad consequence of this, especially after the science, after it started not making sense with science. Good heavens. Let's see here. House GOP members want answers from the NSA about spying on Tucker Carlson and reading all of his digital correspondence. So a group of House Republicans sent a letter yesterday to the NSA demanding information. I'm sure that the NSA is going to get right on that, by the way. I'm just sure. I'll be shocked, actually, if they turn anything over. But I'm glad that people are demanding answers. So, no. Let's see here. Raw sewage from Chinese fishing vessels is killing South China Sea coral reefs, and it can be seen from space. Nasty. It's like, it's actual, like, sea poo is what it is. Is there anything that the Communist Party doesn't just destroy and murder and kill and ruin forever? New York lawmakers are fighting to keep Chick-fil-A from state rest stops. Good grief. This is something they're actually doing. In fact, two legislators, three, and Deborah Glick and Daniel O'Donnell, are trying to block Chick-fil-A and their hate chicken from restaurants and New York rest stops because they don't like the values of the guy who owns the company and doesn't actually like promote the values in the company except treat people nicely and have his people say my pleasure. Heaven forbid you experience an unauthorized baptism with one of their fountain drinks. I'm just saying, this is so dumb. It's chicken. It's a chicken sandwich, for the love. And I have a couple of other things here too, but we have the guys from the Babylon Bee. They're going to be joining us here coming up because, you know, they got dropped by MailChimp and they also won against the New York Times in a case. Check it. We got them next.
Politics, pop culture, and whatever else gets canceled, tossed in a blender, paid for by sponsored hate mail. It's The Dana Show.
You're grounded, Steve. Grounded.
The assault on free and fair elections is just such a threat. Literally.
Literally.
I've said it before. We're facing the most significant test of our democracy since the Civil War. It's not hyperbole.
Except it is hyperbole. Does he know what that word means?
He doesn't.
I don't think so. We were going to play Capitalism by Oingo Boingo, but Steve said, he ran out of time to get it. I'm going to use that. I'm going to take that excuse, Steve. It's okay. Everything is worse than the Civil War. Welcome back to the show. The show's worse than the Civil War, apparently. DanaLash.com. Joining me now. I did not use the promotional photo for our friend Ethan because he, you know how it is with like with Wikipedia and the trolls on Wikipedia. They find you like in the middle of like talking or after you ate a sandwich and they will find that photo and use it of you. And Ethan let me know that he had way more adorably Photoshopped photos of him that we could use for any kind of social media promotion. And I'm happy to do that. So we're going to probably continue using that one. No, I'm kidding. But the guys at Babylon Bee, you guys know we've had them on the show before, and they join us every, well, they join us once a month. They join us on Wednesdays. Kyle Mann, he's the editor-in-chief of the Babylon Bee. You can find him at the Kyle Mann, and Ethan Nicole is the creative director, and also the, well, Axe Cop is his handle because he also created Axe Cop. They join us from their bunker, which they're in because everything is worse than the Civil War. I feel, I mean, he's probably old enough, guys, and first off, welcome. He's probably old enough to have experienced it himself at this point, but I guess, is that the new thing, than saying that everything is Hitler?
Well, Hitler wasn't the Civil War.
Yeah.
Hitler was the Civil War.
Was Hitler worse than the Civil War?
Hitler was probably worse than
the Civil War. I had indigestion this morning. It was worse than the Civil War.
Wow. It was worse than the Civil War.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Well,
that photo, life's not easy. That photo on you of you on Wikipedia.
Right.
That's worse than the Civil War.
It is worse than the Civil War.
It's also literally Hitler.
It's also it is. Literally.
Can also be that.
They take pictures of them. They're either talking or eating sandwiches. I rarely talk. I'm always eating sandwiches.
So, sandwiches is a great American pastime. I love sandwiches also, and I like making them for me to eat. And other people also. But no, how many different audio cuts, Kane, did we have of every lawmaker, the president, Jen Psaki, the White House spokesperson, every lawmaker, even VP Kamala Harris, everyone out there with that same talking point. This is the worst thing since the Civil War. Aren't things bad enough? I mean, are things bad enough that we constantly have to go back and compare everything to the worst moments in human history? I just feel like maybe we should try to be better than doing that. What are your guys' thoughts on this?
I just like the image of like a Civil War soldier, you know, that's like looking at us from the afterlife and is like, well, the Civil War is pretty bad, but I'm glad I didn't have to live through the voter ID laws. Yeah. Personally, that's
really bad. Man, you think we got bad now?
Yeah,
out here just murdering each other.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
It's very hard for people to produce like an ID or get one for free, even from the states that provide them for free. It's just like having to go through apparently what everybody went through during that time. I want to get your guys' opinion on this too. I saw this after I got on air. And I want to talk to you also about I'm going to ask you about the New York Times thing and MailChimp being worse than the Civil War too. But I'm mad because of two things. First off, Amazon's not doing the Tiger King movie with Nicolas Cage as Joe Exotic because they say it's past due. It's past its due date. It's no longer relevant, which I think Nick Cage's anything is always relevant. And I don't enjoy his acting. I just like the spectacle of it. And then the second thing is Jackie Chan now says that he wants to join the Communist Party of China after he's already made his trillions of dollars with capitalism. What I want to get your guys' take on this. I'm really interested in your opinion on this. Are you guys Jackie Chan fans? Not anymore, probably.
I was.
Well, stop dodging the real issue here, Dana. Let's go back to Nicolas Cage and Joe Exotic, because that's the real issue here.
Exactly.
And we actually looked at your Twitter feed before we came on here, and we were like, what political issues is Dana tweeting about? And all you got was Nicolas Cage and Joe Exotic. So that's, I mean, it's worse than the Civil War.
Sorry to let you down, guys. I'm sorry.
I kind of agree on one level that like that phenomenon of the whole Tiger King thing was like, it seemed like it lasted for like 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it was only because we were all locked in our houses. That's the only reason we have any of us ever watched.
Well, Everybody on the planet. It would have been like a niche documentary.
Yeah.
Like, have you seen Tiger King? And like, no, I'm like, no, I don't watch that stuff. But yeah, everybody watched it because of COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised you approved that movie in the first place.
But now that everybody's seen it, who doesn't want to see Nicolas Cage as Joe Exotic? Like, everybody wants to see that.
I will watch Nicolas Cage in anything. So
Amazon. I don't know what they're. And then you look at what they do make, Amazon. Like, what are these? Who watches any of the stuff they make? It's insane.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like that's the role that he was maybe born to play. Not all of the other roles that he has played, not even in National Treasure. I just feel like this is the time. Everything else was just a warm-up for this, because I cannot think of anything more spectacularly, amazingly ridiculous than that. Really, we just wanted to see him in a shiny shirt and to put on a members-only jacket after someone got their arm eaten off by Tiger.
Yeah, well, I want to see him dressed as Joe Exotic, but singing in another man's country voice. Three layers of greatness right there.
And stealing the Declaration of Independence.
All at the same time. All at the same time. So yeah. the issue of Jackie Chan, and this is like one of the latest celebrities. You had, John Cena, and then, of course, Major League Baseball with some of their business contacts and their manufacturing and some of what their licensing in China. I get it that he's looking at their very lucrative movie market. But at the same time, I don't know. Maybe he just loves money more than he loves being consistent or having integrity or anything like that. I was just kind of shocked at that. He made his millions with capitalism, and now he wants to be a communist.
Yeah. What's your favorite Jackie Chan movie?
Do you think this is a stunt?
This is a stunt. I know he choreographed it. I liked Rush Hour, and then I thought that I mean I liked the fight choreography. What was the one where he was in with? It wasn't Liam Neeson. It was the British one, and I forget even who was in it. But I thought his character was kind of interesting. But I liked the fight choreography. He was trying to thwart the IRA.
Well, he's Shanghai got classics. Shanghai Nights. I mean, Operation Condor, Police Story, all these. I mean, he's just
all the early ones are really
amazing
good.
Stuff.
I mean, yeah. So,
but then now,
but also we just wanted to say that we really appreciate China and the Communist Party of China, and we would never say anything bad about them. And may President Xi live forever.
Is there a reason why you guys are celebrating President Xi now?
Money.
just money.
Not.
There's like a lot of dying investors over there. We're just like hoping one of them is watching.
Are you
right?
You hoping that the Babylon Bee could maybe go where, you know, Apple Daily left this giant gaping hole in reporting, that maybe the Babylon Bee could go and fill
we could
that
do
hole
it.
In their soul?
Yeah. Like, for the right amount of China dollars, we would do it.
Whatever the dollars are,
whatever the money is
those
there.
Dollars. The rupees. China dollars.
It's not dollars.
Was it yuan, I think?
China buck.
Is that what they're saying? They're saying Jackie Chan probably could make money by just playing in Chinese theaters?
Yeah, he totally could.
Literally it?
Yeah, Kane, he totally could. Because they have a frillion theaters over there, don't they? Yeah,
they have a frillion people.
Well, not everybody's allowed to go to the movies, though.
That's true.
What would your guys' credit, your behavioral credit score be in China if we all lived in China? What would your guys' behavior, would you be allowed to get, you know, on like public transit?
That's very doubtful.
I don't think I'd fit on public transit in China. For the radio audience, morbidly obese.
You're not morbidly obese. Oh my gosh. The camera adds 10 pounds. That's it.
Well, yeah, it's a mean word for doctors to add to obese, morbidly.
Yeah, it's very mean.
You never hear morbidly beautiful. You never hear that.
Yeah.
I thought you had a term.
Like morbidly people, cancerous.
Didn't you have like people of... Wasn't it like people of morbidity or something that you... I thought you had some term.
Yeah, I wanted to identify as people of morbidity or something like that. I don't know.
Comorbidity.
I'm working on it.
So I love these two tweets that you guys had. We obviously, everything going on in Cuba is this huge news. And then the Democrats here in our Republic of Texas running away and taking pictures of their fruit and trying to troll Fox News as they do it. The Babylon Bee reports that other states are looking to Texas for advice on how to get Democrats to leave. Where do they go, though, once they leave?
That's the real problem, because usually Democrats are just leaving California and going to Texas. Yeah. And that's good for us in California, but it's bad for you in Texas.
Take them back.
You're coming back now?
We need to reroute that plane back here. Because, we're already screwed. You might as well just send them back here.
Yeah, I mean, it can't get any worse. Your taxes can't get higher, could they? I mean, probably.
Yeah, it's hard to imagine. So just send them back, because we're already at capacity for liberalism, so it doesn't matter.
We could have them all land on an island and then make that a reality show and watch them build their own society on that island.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Wow. They wouldn't even know which bathrooms to use. And then I don't know if truth would, everything is my truth. So what's truth when it's all my truth? Which, by the way, I'm going to awkwardly like segue into this whole issue with Cuba. But the people were out protesting in the streets. Did you hear anyone like getting like saying, this is my truth, and using someone had said that they could tell that it wasn't a CIA like PSYOP or anything because there were no pride flags out. It was just like the American flag and there was no wokery. What are your guys' thoughts on the whole Cuba situation?
We support the government of Cuba 100% and absolutely just condemn the protesters who were merely protesting.
We should be grateful.
Vaccines. They wanted more vaccines.
Grateful for what they have.
And be more.
They have
grateful.
Some of the greatest education and the
literacy programs. Have you seen medical, the literacy program?
No. The world.
Neither of
them. That's just, you guys are just saying what Bernie said. That's what Bernie said. They have literacy. Who was it that Castro? Yeah, he had all these literacy programs.
Well, literacy programs.
But how? I mean, they don't have. Oh my God. It's pointless to even have math because they weren't able to even like earn a living or even own property. So really that was something they didn't even need. Just get math sucks anyway. Just do away with it.
Yeah. But they could read.
So they can like speed read propaganda.
That's like an arts and crafts hour. Make your own propaganda.
That's true.
Yeah. Cuban education. So tell me guys, the good news about the New York Times, because the New York Times, what did they classify you guys as? They were saying that you were basically they were suggesting you were essentially a domestic terrorist for the lack of, I mean, it's just to be honest.
We were worse than the Civil War.
Yeah. They said we were far right misinformation disguised as satire.
So like, yeah, like our secret costume. So underneath like
we all twirl our mustaches and go, pissing, how can we fool grandmas on Facebook today? Yeah,
right,
but they retracted it. That was the good news.
Full retraction.
Issued a full retraction and pulled the whole thing and edited it all. And
they tried to do a half traction, and then we came after them again. They did.
Said no. We demand retraction. We said tear down this article, Mr. New York, Mr. Bob Times of the New York Times.
Yeah, Mr. and Mrs. Times' son. Yeah,
Mrs. Times, right? And we demanded it, and they did it, and so that was a big victory for us.
Yeah, we all high fived a bunch.
Yeah, and hugged.
Hugged and high five. Do you get like a special award when that happens? Like when people who lie about you, when they take it back?
Yeah, you get a t-shirt and a 10% off coupon to Golden Corral.
I take that.
We had participation trophies too.
A little participation trophy.
Yeah, I dig that. I just don't know how it's misinformation because I mean, like for instance, I'm looking at one of your headlines that you have here. Democrat governors afraid of Cuban desire for freedom could spread. But that's true though, because I just shared a piece from Politico last year. 76% to 5%. They vote and register as Republican whenever they immigrate to the United States. That's actually true. You are right. You just said it.
Yeah, we're actually real news under the guise of satire. Trying.
Well, did you see the New York Times? They had that tweet that said shouting freedom and other anti-government slogans.
Yes.
Cubans took to the streets in cities around the country on Sunday. So that's an anti-government slogan.
Freedom is anti-government. Yeah. Mel Gibson was yelling freedom and brave, that was an anti-government slogan.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Basically a skinhead.
Worse than the Civil War. Last question for you guys, and if you guys are tuning in, we're talking to the guys from Babylon B, Ethan and Kyle. And I know that are we going to do a project together? Are we going to do something fun? Because I would love to do voiceover stuff. We were talking about that. I can do Elmer's voice. I cannot do an Australian accent to save my life, but I can do some very convincing, almost any other accents.
Okay.
Well, all we need right now is Australians. So.
Yeah, we're doing whole Australian. No.
Like, I can't, I don't know anything about football and I can't do an Australian accent. But I can do everything else. You're not doing anything about Australian football.
That's the next thing we're working on right now.
They have there.
That's rugby, isn't it?
No, I don't know.
I think it is rugby.
Yeah, it's rugby. Rugby.
And they don't even pronounce it that way. They pronounce it like rugby.
Rugby.
It's rugby. That sounds tough to even say it like that. It sounds like you're going to go crack some skulls.
You're hired.
There you go. Yeah. For football. So when are we going to, we'll talk because I want to do some voice stuff. I think it'd be fun with you guys.
Have your people talk to our people.
Yeah.
We will. And I need to get more people and you guys should get more people so we can have our additional people talk.
We should get some people.
Yeah. We'll have a whole people.
Extra yeah. talks with extra people.
There you go. Ethan and Kyle, the guys at the Babylon Bee. Find them on Twitter, the Babylon Bee. And of course, you can go to thebabylonbee.com as well. We're glad that you guys were vindicated, but I have a feeling that that won't be the last time that that happens either. Thank you, guys. Good to see you.
Thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you so much.
Bye. Take care.
The Dana Show.
All right, so Kane to Dane, stupidity.
Well, we don't have time to actually play the audio, but it's pretty unbelievable. Texas House Democrat Dean Sinfonia Thompson is claiming that Texas Republicans are going to have armed people as poll watchers.
That's not
in the next election.
For the love.
Again, this is all about fear mongering. They have no facts to back up their claims, and this is just what we're seeing.
These people are crazy. This is crazy. Folks, I will be on Hannity tonight. Make sure you tune in. DanaLash.com. Go up and subscribe. Click that subscribe. It'll take you to Chapter and Verse newsletter. Go sign up. Have a great night. Back with you tomorrow.